We are reading from the writings of the social writings of the Rabash, the love for love of friends, page 232, Rabash social writings, the need for love of friends. There are many merits to it. One, it brings one out of self-love and to love others. It is as Rabbi Akiva said, love thy friend as thyself is a great rule of the Torah, since by that he can come to love the Creator. However, we should know that loving others or working for the benefit of others is not the purpose of creation, as the secular understand it. The world was not created for one to do favors to another. Rather, the world was created for each one to receive pleasure for himself. Saying that we must work to benefit others is only the correction of creation, not the purpose of creation. The correction is so that there will be not the matter of shame. So there was a correction of bestowal, which is the only way for the creatures to receive the complete delight and pleasure for themselves without the flaw of shame. In that regard, we should interpret what the Zohar says about the verse, but sin is a reproach to any people. All the good that they do for themselves. We can interpret all the good, meaning the acts of grace that they do, as referring to their intention, which is called for them, meaning for themselves. This means that this is according to their own understanding, and not that we were given the keeping of love thy friend as thyself, as a commandment of the Creator, who created the world with the aim to do good to his creations. The mitzvot, commandments that were given, are only to cleanse people, by which they will achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, will help them receive delight and pleasure, and they will remain in dvekut, in adhesion with the Creator. 2. By the friends uniting into a single unit, they receive strength to appreciate the purpose of their work, to achieve lishma, for her sake. Also, the rule by which they were brought up is, as Rambam says, women, children, and ordinary people are taught to work out of fear and to receive reward until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. And then they are taught that secret bit by bit. And since we must wait until they acquire much wisdom to tell them that they need to work in Lishma for his sake, and a great number among the masses naturally remains in non-Lishma, not for his sake. And since the minority naturally annuls before the majority, when the friends wish to walk on the path that leads to Lishma, to avoid annulment before the collective, the friends unite, and each one is dedicated to the others. Their aim is to achieve love of the Creator, which is the purpose through the love of others. As it is written, and you shall love thy Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. It follows that by becoming one collective, although it is a small collective, they are already regarded as majority. And this majority is not enslaved to the majority of the collective. Thus, they can work in love of friends with the aim to achieve the love of the Creator. And although the commandment to love your friend as yourself applies to the whole of Israel, the whole of Israel are not walking on the path of coming from love of others to the love of Creator. Also, there is a rule that when people unite, they absorb each other's views. And the matter of Lishma, for his sake, the essential aim of Torah and Mitzvot, has not yet been fixed in a man's heart, meaning that the main intention is that through keeping Torah and Mitzvot, they can achieve Lishma. Hence, by bonding with others, The views of the others weaken his view of Lishma for her sake. For this reason, it is better to serve and to bond with the kind of people who understand that the matter of love thy friend as thyself is only a means to achieve the love of the Creator, and not because of self-love, but that his whole aim will be to benefit the Creator. Hence one should be careful in bonding and know with whom one bonds. This is the benefit of love of friends in a special group, where everyone has a single goal of achieving love of the Creator. But when bonding with regular people, although they engage in Torah and mitzvot, they aren't on the path of achieving the aim to bestow upon the Creator, since they were brought up in order to receive, called lo lishma, not for her sake. Hence, if they unite with them, they will adopt their views, and afterwards they will say that it is better to not walk on the path towards achieving lishma, because lishma is more difficult than lo lishma, since lishma is against nature. For this reason, one should be careful not to bond with people who haven't acquired much knowledge and still haven't come to know that the essence of the work of the Creator is to benefit the Creator and not to benefit themselves. But a matter of love thy friend as thyself applies to the whole of Israel. Yet, we are given the keeping of knowing with whom to bond in advance. And the reason is that before a person is rewarded with exiting self-love, he always feels that it is hard. This is because the body resists it. And if he is in an environment of a group of people who are united under one view that considers the goal and not the work, then his goal will not weaken in him. But if he is not always together with his friends, it is very difficult for one to hang on to the goal of bestowal. He needs heaven's mercy to not grow weak in his mind, which previously realized that it was better to work and to walk on the path of work of bestowal. And all of a sudden he gets thoughts that it is better to follow the crowd, that one shouldn't be an exception. Although, while he was united with the friends, he thought differently. It is as we said above, while he is not bonded with the collective of the small group, he immediately surrenders to the collective of the masses and absorbs their views that it is enough to keep Torah and mitzvot in all its details and precisions, and to aim that we keep the King's commandment who commanded us through Moses and through the sages following him. We settle for that, since we will receive reward for it. And we believe in our sages who told us, trust your landlord to pay you for your work. And why should we think about anything more than that? As they say, if we keep that, it is enough. It is as Rabbi Hananiah, son of Akashiah, says, the Creator wished to reward Israel, so he gave them plentiful of Torah and mitzvot. This means that all the Torah and mitzvot that we were given are so we may have a great reward. Thus, now the person has become smarter than he was while he was united in the society, when he understood that one simply needs to work for the Creator and not for his own benefit. And one needs to come out of self-love and to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator.
Let's give some room for questions on the material.
Let's leave some room for questions according to this material. Do you have some questions?
Nothing?
You don't.
Yes.
Good evening, Rav, friends, world clear. In the first verse, the topic of our work to be sold is the correction of creation, but the Creator created everything perfect, where there is no room for correction.
But you are the creation, and therefore you reveal the flaws in you, and you feel that you have to correct it. We may not feel them yet, these flaws, but you feel it during the exile in Egypt. But a person rises above it by not agreeing to remain a beast. Meaning just to receive what exists and not reveal the meaning of life. He wants to know why we live, what for, what is the system that governs him, who's governing him, what's the purpose of this in general. He wants to rise and reach the degree of the upper force. And for that he has to work. Perfection, wholeness, that belongs to the last state. And the Creator is in it, but not you. You're not there for now. You are outside of perfection. Our job is to reach perfection, wholeness, in our own strength, with our own understanding, our exertion, and then we'll know from the entire system and our place in it. But we'll know how the system is functioning and how we can operate it.
In that case, when the first stage and the third stage, which the Creator created, which is the same phase actually without time, meaning that the time out of 6,000 years, this is what we can change. A person reach the insight that he can hasten time, that he can correct it?
Yes.
It's written here, this is why they should be careful and not connect bond with people who haven't gained wisdom and haven't come to know that the main purpose of the work is for the work of the Creator and not for their own benefit. And then love thy friend as thyself applies to the whole collective of Israel. Meaning here we need to have a society who have the goal to go towards the goal. So, but even if I'm in such a society and the one leading the society should be people who have gained such wisdom. I feel that I don't have the ability to identify such people and also the society. So what should I be careful of? What is my part here?
You are in a society that brought you here. You are among people that were also brought here. You were brought together to the teacher. The teacher came to you with the books and is presenting the books to you, explaining what's going on your path and according to what's written in the books and how to use them. Whatever you need, as he's writing, the thing you need is, first of all, to detach, disconnect from the external society that acts according to their animalistic desires, meaning the will to receive. And if I work in accordance with my will to receive, then I'm in a corporeal state, my animalistic existence, the usual typical ego. If I want to rise above this, which is called man, Adam, Dome, similar to the upper, then we have to work according to a different program where I need to constantly be in adhesion to the upper, above corporeality, meaning I have to accept all of reality as a complete reality. And What appears to me, I have to remember that it appears to me in my uncorrected kelim, and unless I correct them, I will always see the broken world, and I have to rise above this to the opinion, to the mind, the reason of the upper, the mind of the upper above my reason. And that's perfection. And that's how we work. In order for me to neutralize the external society that influences me and can pull me every which way, I have to arrange my society to be more compact, my smaller society that is made of people like me, to follow the advice of the teacher and to be connected in such a way that our influence, our mutual influence over everyone will be stronger than the influence of the external environment on us. And then we will have built around ourselves the safety net and we can advance.
What you're describing is pretty clear, but what I don't understand here, if I could organize a different environment to be with another teacher and study something else, he demands from me to be careful not to meet such people, but I don't have the ability to appreciate who are such people. So what should I be careful from? I feel that he demands from me to perform a certain scrutiny. Which kind of scrutiny?
Correct. Your scrutiny is to constantly see that you are glued to the Rav and to the group, and you are disconnected from this world. Disconnected meaning that you operate in it according to your necessity, and no more than that. Meaning, animalistically speaking, but spiritually speaking, you are glued to the group. Mm-hmm.
Last question, to clarify the meaning of to be adhered, in light of the exercise of the 10, the Ramchal exercise, where we have a certain time in an hour?
I don't know, I'm talking in general.
Many times the adhesion, I don't know what dvikut is, but a kind of connection where I take responsibility and think about the friends, and many times it's the complete opposite. I don't want to think about them, I have many resistance. These are both sides of the connection of the same thing, or I should measure them one versus the other?
We always advance through the resistance. Certainly, if there is no resistance, you fell into your beast. Because our advancement is always against our mind, against our heart. If I work in order to receive a reward, my body agrees. My heart, my head, they agree. And I advance nicely. Give me more work, more opportunities, I'll work harder, I'll earn more money, a greater reward. It's clear to me what I'm going to receive, this world, the next, then very little resistance. If I'm being lazy, I'm going to receive less. If I work harder, I'm going to receive more. It's a very clear, and the entire world supports this worldview. Our egos support it, and there's no problem. And everyone see how much I make, and everybody is envious of me, and I receive additional fuel from it. However, if I'm performing spiritual work, my ego disagrees. My ego disagrees. And I constantly receive doubts and rejections. Why are you doing this? What for? What's in it for you? Etc. I don't feel I have this inner energy. I don't feel there's someone telling me, you're okay, you're doing well. See how successful you are, because nobody can feel my inner work. I'm in constant doubt and problems, challenges in my heart, in my mind. I have no excuses for why am I doing this work. It's very hard for me to get up. I need to convince myself several times a day. I have to sit and study and go attend certain, a duty or activity or dissemination. I have to constantly push myself. I need to bring myself all the time to the point where I have to answer, why am I doing this? And I have to think all the time about the greatness of the Creator. Who am I bestowing to? Why? What for? Meaning He has to be, in my eyes, greater and greater each time. But how can I see it? I can't see it. If I would have been afraid of this world or the next, heaven and hell, no. Heaven is when you're in bestowal and you're in adhesion to the Creator, and hell is the opposite. You discover that you're opposite from Him, you're a beast. But I don't have a feeling of it, the world doesn't support it. I'm in a very tough place. And here, there has to be a very strong group, a commando unit that supports this, that everything, whatever we establish between us as great, it will be really great in their eyes. Otherwise, we will not have any fuel for advancement. The Creator is concealed. He will never open Himself to you. He will not give you anything. Keep going disconnected from your egotistic desire. And then where are you going? You're walking on air, really. Therefore, only a group can maintain the greatness of the Creator for you, and you will walk forward. You will not see the greatness of the Creator, because it will give you such a pleasure. Oh, if I belong to Him, what else do I need? It's a little like when a thief is running in the market and he's shouting, thief, thief, as well. And so it's like chassids of a rebbe, that's how they were brought up. So, do something nice to him, kiss his hand, For us, however, it's a problem, because we always have to raise the society in order to receive from it the greatness of the Creator, and we'll have a little bit, some ability to perform acts of bestowal.
Just want to make sure that I understood. Now I'm not sure, so sure.
You did not understand. Rather, you will perform certain actions, and out of those you will understand. You can't grasp it in your mind.
Not in my intellect. There's a feeling of those things already, but what was very clear from words is now that I have a difficulty. So I need to take that game to ignite my friends from the positive side of it, and then they will ignite me, and this will be my fuel. But then, what did I actually do?
Give it a try. I need to ignite them so they will ignite me. How do you ignite them?
I will lie to them.
Well, we'll see you. Such a big... talk a big talk right now. There are many things here. Actually, in the articles that we read in the mornings, we go over these discernments.
Avi from LA asks, how do I measure or examine if the friends with me are in the same track with me in order to reveal the Creator in the same route with me?
If they're on the same path, we we speak, we build our society according to the social articles, the need for love of friends, also part of the same package of articles that we use. We construct our society in this way. I'm with them in workshops. So we are included in the same teacher where we connect, and he connects us to the upper. Of course, no one can check each other, the other, but the upper light that works as a result of our actions is the thing that connects all of us. And it's not that there's me and them, rather all of us become a single Kli. Not that I have to know, are they like me or not? We all become one. And so there isn't the thing here that they can be unlike me or a little like me. The connection turns everything into one mass.
Zohar from Chicago is asking, by updating my attitude towards the others, all these circles, closer and external to me, become a good environment for me?
I don't know what he means by circles. We're talking about our circles. Not the groups are distant or close according to their location, but there are such that are closer and such that are farther away according to their participation. And here we need to see, we need to try to have everyone closer. Yes, wait.
In order to reach connection inside a group, we need a complete connection inside a group. Everyone should be in the same tendency.
Everyone is in the same tendency. That's not our problem. It's the Creator's problem who brought all of us here to one place. Not only he brought to one place, He's holding us in place, and he cleans us from certain people, and he even caused us to purchase this building and to arrange it and so on.
In order to reach that first degree of connection, in the group, there's always a feeling that there are those who are more burning or less, those who are going through a hard time. How can we reach a state where the whole society will be in the same direction in order to come to that moment where we'll truly be as one man with one heart, and that connection will truly happen?
The connection happens without your work. You need to care that we all connected and in adhesion with the Creator in the upper degree. That's all. And equality, there will never be equality between us. We don't need to have equality. There's no equality between the ten sefirot as well. Each one is its own. It's not our problem. The connection is not between the equals. We're equals. We equals because of the upper force that operates on all of us.
So if I identify that in my ten, or I see friends who are going through a hard time or heaviness, so how do I know it is me who is corrupted, the corrupted me is looking at them and I need to correct myself, or I really need to help them and do actions for them?
Rabash writes about it simply. A friend always can always use more good moods, more higher spirits. He's giving you a very simple advice. You can always add the spirit.
I'm asking all that because it's written here that a person becomes smarter than when he was united in the group. Meaning, there always has to be that state of connection, disconnection. It has to be. So if it has to be...
Yeah. But each time, each one enters that. This is how we're played from above.
So the Creator is doing it for me so that I will learn something, or so I will work in the direction of the friends. Do you understand what I'm asking?
The Creator is doing this so you would be able to sort more and more and more of your reason, of your desires within reason, and raise them above reason. We have to go there. Have to. Okay. I don't agree to such an order. I don't know what you're doing. Half an hour for an article we haven't read and haven't finished, and now another half an hour. Let's see. Okay, let's see.
In less than 2 months, we're going to have a big congress here in Israel. We're preparing a lot for it. One of the big actions will be next week. And the end of next Saturday, we'll have a virtual World Kli Congress. It will be from the end of Saturday till Sunday night, 24 hours. During this congress, groups will replace, and every time another group will be in charge of broadcast, like a Ramchal duty, kind of. So we have a few questions from all the groups all around the world. We see this Congress, well, its main purpose is connection, creating this warm family atmosphere between us, and also to support the Help Chaver Fund to enable friends to come to Israel and other congresses in your trips. So we want to hear from you. How do you see the purpose of this Congress and what can be achieved in it?
That's the first I hear of this Congress. I don't know, I'm just hearing it in one sentence, the whole program. I don't know. It's possible that it's a good thing. Yes?
The purpose of the fund, Help Chaver.
Help Chaver is a fund designed to help some of our friends, special friends, who lack the resources to come to the Congress in Israel. So at least once in their life, they can come here. That's what we want. So if we have such friends that put their exertion in studies, in dissemination, in connection, work in the group, then we want them to come to the Congress, either here or in North America or in Russia. Then we use that fund to help them. Eli, why did I say that the friends? Corporeality is my spirituality, Rav. Because I cannot touch the friend's spirituality, only the Creator can. And the friend's corporeality refers to the fact that I should care that he doesn't lack anything necessary for his survival. In our times, it's not so. I mean, everybody has some bread and water and a place to sleep, more or less. And these are the things that that the Torah speaks of when it talks about necessity. So we have to make sure that a person has these things. But aside from it, all the rest is spirituality. And the necessity in spirituality is that I have to care at all times that my friends will be impressed from the greatness of the Creator. Yeah. Eli, how can we reach in this Congress a state of the occasion of Mount Sinai, Rav? I don't know. You're once again asking me about the Congress. I don't know about its program or anything. The occasion of Mount Sinai, it's not simple. We will try. maybe, I mean, this is this Saturday, Eli? Yes. Rav, I don't know. We have to study for this. We have to prepare. There has to be a preparation program. Yes, next.
So again, I'm going to explain how it's going to look like. We'll start from Saturday night, and the broadcast will move from one group to another all around the world, and all the groups will be connected at some point or another, different group or different continent. So in such a congress, how can we reach a practical avut? What are the correct actions we should do? We can do different things, assembly of friends, gathering of friends, video clips, different things. How's the right thing to do it? What do you reckon?
אתם צריכים, אני חושב, לתת, זאת אומרת, אתם נותנים לכל קבוצה סביב הכדור.
You're giving each group around the world airtime, whereby this group needs to influence or bestow to all the other groups. Do you have a schedule?
Yeah, we have a lineup. It's divided into continents, and now we have to put a groups in.
Nice. If the groups will participate in it seriously, you have to also know what they will do. So they will not be, you know, like dead air, but maybe according to some plan. You know, if it's 24 hours, maybe it's going from lightest to the heaviest. In addition to being, you know, seeing new groups, maybe it's a new material that's renewed and it's kind of intensifies in its influence. They shouldn't count on finding something themselves, something comfortable to them. Rather, it has to be here, a part of a uniform plan. You're taking the material of preparation from the preparation to the Mount Sinai, and then until what happens to them when you finish where? In breaking of the Ten Commandments, breaking of the tablets, I don't know. We have to reach a state that will give us a feeling of what it feels like to receive the Torah on the condition of our vut and connection. Yeah.
What does it mean from easier to heavier about the program, about the plan?
Well, we want to go from entering Egypt to exiting, escaping Egypt, all the way down to receiving the Torah.
How to make it so that the corporal differences between us won't cause any differences between the friends?
Which corporal differences?
Lack of corporal equality, lack of means, and so on.
It plays no role in spirituality, I don't understand. A person who has a book is already equal to everyone. The other ones can have books and all sorts of accessories, it doesn't matter. Anyone who has a computer with internet access, that's it, is equal to everyone. What kind of corporeal differences? I don't understand. And I also don't see a difference that to me groups in Scandinavia or in North America are not better than groups in South America or Siberia that live you know, they live, they have like degrees above them in quality
of life.
Our friend
will definitely want come to the great congress. How should he prepare? How should he prepare for that congress and for the great congress in Israel?
We need to have a landing page with a clear program. I need to be familiar with it. It has to be simple. Because it has to feel homely. It's simple. So I won't have to fill my heart and my mind with where are they, what's happening to them. Rather, I feel good, and that's it. That my head and my heart are free to receive the material, the essence of things, and not to get complicated with this to read and that to read. And so I don't want the technicalities to occupy my mind. It should be very simple.
If we donate money to friends, doesn't rob it from their exertion?
He paid for it. He labored for it. Or, let's say we help a friend come here to the big congress in Israel because he participated. He put in a lot of exertion, and that's why we're helping him. It's not called help. It's just we want him with us because he's truly a special friend. And he doesn't need to think that we've done any favors to him. It's probably he deserves it, and that's it.
What is the spiritual essence behind donating money to Op Chaver? Where is the spirituality behind this action?
This is a great spiritual act. By that, we help those special friends come here and participate with everyone. Additionally, there's a matter here of, you know, if he's never been here before at our place, we want him to come, see the place, spend time with us in the desert, at the Integral Congress. Mm-hmm.
There are more questions from the world about it. Moshe from LA is asking, how should a student determine his priorities for the congresses? In North America, we're going to have 3 months after the congress here, a congress there. Should we invest money when come to the Israeli congress or to stay in the local congress?
First of all, I don't know. I can't say for sure. With respect to the congresses in North America, they're not scheduled yet, and they're quite far from us. Second thing, the Congress in the U.S., in North America, will take place in New York, most likely. So whether to come to a Congress here or in the U.S., is there a difference? I cannot say. This is for the person to decide. You know, because if he's coming here, he has to disconnect from work. You know, if his employer is giving him, will he give them enough days off? It's his calculation. I can't address each and every detail. If to take into consideration all of the three gatherings, it's the desert convention, then another 2 days here, and then 3 days of the big congress, then certainly, surely, the congress here will be more intense than the congress in North America. But it also costs more and demands more days, more time off. So a person has to make his own calculation.
About help, Chaver, should I help a friend in the group if I know that it's going to be hard for him to come personally, or should I put the money in the fund?
No one can help any other friend directly. This is forbidden. This is forbidden to help directly. This is truly breaks the singularity, the unity in the society. It's incorrect. The attitude has to be one of equality to all. So, the society, if it wants any of its members to come to the Congress and receive money from Help Haver, needs to write to us, needs to try to convince us that, you know, these friends, one or two, however many, that they truly have a problem and they deserve it. That they deserve that Help Haver to help them.
What are the criteria according to which we decide whom we should help or not?
It's I don't make that call. It's Help Haver, not Help Rav.
Should I give up on one congress, let's say the Arava congress, and give that money to a friend from overseas who will be able to come here?
That's a good question, but I don't think it's a problem of that, you know, that cost. What's the cost of the Arava?
220
shekels. 220 shekels. That's about $60 to $70.
$55.
I don't think I wouldn't give that up. The Arava. If anything, people come here in order to come specifically to the Arava. Even when people ask me which Congress to attend, the Arava or the big Congress, I would say the Arava. I say it, Arava.
Yeah. We will go over the schedule with you in a more detailed manner, but for now, how do you see your participation in this World Virtual Congress next weekend?
I don't know. Let's see, according to the plan, maybe not to participate at all. It's also a possibility, I don't know. We have to see what's going to happen, yes.
Kiev group says, we are friends from the Kiev group in Ukraine. Most of us cannot come to the Israeli Congress. It's either we will all stay together for Mira Congress, or whoever has the money should come to Israel, or we should decide who is worthy of coming to the Congress and we will send him. What do you suggest?
Look, it's a problem. It's a problem. I see the Kiev group. Everyone can see them on the screen. I can't say what to do. They should correspond, write back and forth to our friends. Maybe it makes sense to send the man to the Arava. And the rest of the time for them to be there together in Kiev. I don't know. We'll see. We need to have a committee that scrutinizes this.
Now, assuming it's a virtual congress and everyone are connected virtually, which activities do you recommend we should do? Recently, we're doing more quiet things, less of an external show. What should we do? Read more texts? Be quiet? Think more? Or do something more external because it's only a virtual congress?
I don't think that friends who get up and start to talk Even when they feel it strongly, I don't think it adds much, all that talking. Except when it's very beautiful, maybe verses that we have plenty of from the original sources, maybe more relaxed songs, more internal, closer to the soul. That's what I think. It has to be more calm, not like a nightclub. And also, a person shouldn't speak for himself. What Kabbalists say, there's force in their words. And what the friend says, even when he speaks from his heart, this is not what we have to hear, really. We have to hear words of Torah. Yes, Mati.
I feel if the friends from the world, Kli, will come here during the congresses, they give us more help than what we give them in Help Chaver. We only give them a way to come here, but the hope is for them to be here. How much the groups should look at it, at the help that they're coming here, something great, something important, so that they will understand how important their contribution is when they come here.
I believe that anyone around the world who has an opportunity to come, comes. Some people cannot make it because there's a financial burden. Some people cannot take time off work. They simply cannot leave, you know, meaning they can leave, but then have nowhere to come back to. Some people can't leave because they have such a family crisis, and they too will have nowhere to come back to if they leave. Who knows? So, each one needs to weigh carefully his conditions and decide accordingly. But those who can make it, I think they usually come. I'm not going to do any calculation. I'm not going to obligate anyone. Rather, let them make their own decision.
What I was trying to say is that we get help when they come here, and all we have to do, well, some can come here, but they don't have the financial ability to be here. How much should we, as the Israeli Kli, should understand that we get more support from them when they come here than how we support them?
So what next? So and they help everyone, you know. Whoever gathers, I'll tell you more. And those who can't and are behind the screens, they're not here because of the distance. I don't see any problem that has to be clarified so much. Those who can come, those who can won't. People can sit behind the screens. The group of Kiev, if they gather, if they organize themselves properly and gather and be everyone as one group, and they'll have a nice, strong connection, they'll receive the same as if they send a few people here. It will not change the atmosphere. There will be a few people less here, a few people more here. It doesn't matter. What's important is to maintain the essence of the group.
Moti is the manager of the Israeli Kli in the participation in the virtual congress with the team that is working with him.
Of the virtual congress?
Yeah, this next week. About the content, we spoke also about the virtual congress. So we said the exodus from Egypt to the revelation of Mount Sinai. So
this we have to see. I can't say for sure. This depends on the material, however it's included. I can't say. When I read the Torah, the Bible, it strengthens me. Some people read it and it weakens them. They remember, they're reminded of, you know, those myths and legends from home, and so it depends.
What do you reckon will be a good result from such and such congress, from what we heard till now?
That you will better understand what is avut. And how we need to prepare ourselves for the reception of the Torah, meaning for the light that will take care of us and advance us like the wings of an eagle. That we should feel it. We must prepare ourselves for it. I have to conclude. Tomorrow morning we study which article? Matter of faith, truth and faith. We'll talk about it there. It's a very important article. And then maybe the article, the confidence, and a matter of confidence, and several similar such articles. Rabash has a few such principal articles that we have to devour. No, I wish you a pleasant rest of the day and a big warm embrace.
נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה